There are also studies that show that video games that are violent in nature actually lead to more aggressive behavior immediately.
Kind of incorporates activeness and TV because you got to move your fingers around.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
I'm an assistant professor of psychology here at McMaster University.
You know, history, like, you know, human history, technology like videos, that kind of TV, games and things like that, is very, very recent. How are scientists finding that it's affecting kids, like, in the sense of negatively, I would say? I was recently reading a book by Jane Healy, Endangered Minds, and that was quite drastic, where she actually talked about it, the brain being the change. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
There have been some very recent studies that have come out, particularly in regard to television use and television viewing and outcomes for children. One of these studies found that children who watch a lot of television early on have lower standardized test scores later on. One showed that if very young children watching a lot of television was predicted that children would be less likely to finish college or university. And another study showed that very young children under the age of 3 who watch a lot of television have impaired cognitive development as they get older.
Is it the same findings with computer games? I'm thinking of, you know, these Nintendo board games, video computer games.
The studies on computer game use are actually more mixed. And in part, one major difference is that computer games are at least interactive. You know, television is always passive. But with computer games, there's at least some response required on the part of the user. But the outcomes for the kids can be positive or negative depending on the game. Actually, some computer games can be used for educational purposes if they're designed to do that, if they're designed correctly. But there are also studies that show that video games that are violent in nature actually lead to more aggressive behavior immediately, and that's more true in younger children. So the younger the child, the more they're influenced by engaging in sort of aggressive or violent video games immediately after viewing them. On the other hand, computer games that are designed to be educational can sometimes really really accurately target the education that they're attempting to do. For example, computer games that are designed to teach a kid how to type, how to use the keyboard correctly, are actually very effective in teaching kids how to use the keyboard effectively.
So there's some gains, and there's some virtue to video games, right?
Yeah. The games that are designed to be educational can be educational, and the games that are just recreational, there have been some studies that show, for example, physical changes. So just looking at physical changes, they increase your heart rate, they increase your adrenaline, as you would probably expect. There are also repetitive strain injuries that can result from playing video games over and over and over. And importantly, when you're spending a lot of hours playing video games, you're not engaging in other kinds of social and mental activities.
Even the whole idea of these games being educational, I think, I'm just questioning, is that the best way to get education?
Is it the best way? I don't know. I mean, they're used as one tool.
I'd imagine it's still the face-to-face contact with a human being mm-hmm. might be more, I don't know, what do you
think? Yeah, I mean, depending on the kind of information that you're trying to get across, the kind of training, I think, I mean, the example that I gave where you're training to use a keyboard, probably yeah. the most effective way to do that is to sit down at the computer yeah. and use the keyboard. So it depends entirely on what the purpose of the education is.
Are those studies true, the ones about the brain patterns and, you know, the synapses and all that, connections? I'm not maybe using the right terms, but do they actually, are they transformed? Are they changed by watching TV too much or things like that?
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
What's the implication of that? All through history, we've had a kind of brain structure.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say how deeply those brain development changes can affect a person's life. I think that there's development in the attentional system early on, so things like ADHD, which we're seeing more of in our current society, certainly might be an effect of the very, you know, brief exposure, the way that the visual display on the television changes so rapidly mm-hmm. that we're not expected to have a long attention span to watch television, particularly commercials, mm-hmm. Which really sort of flicker visual images in front of us, and we have to attend to a lot of successive visual images. So as the attentional system develops early in life, certainly television use can affect that. Also, the visual system itself has a lot of development even earlier than that. So, you know, there's no telling how much that can affect our experiences even into adulthood.
I'm Steven.
I'm Mitch.
I'm Keely.
I'm Megan.
I'm Sarah.
Okay. Kelly had a really good comment. She was saying that boys play video games more than girls. Is that true? Do you think that's true in your experience?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Do you play video games?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Or computer games?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And how much time do you think you spend on it all then?
Well, maybe like an hour or so, because I get really addicted.
How many hours do you guys spend?
Probably 2 hours a week.
Well, I haven't really been playing video games like PlayStation, like, but I've been playing poker online a lot, so, because I've been grounded the past couple days, so. Oh. So I've been doing that a lot, so this week maybe like 5 hours playing poker.
About an average week, let's say.
An average week? Like an hour, 2 hours. Depends if I'm into a game or not. Right now, like, I'm not into any game except poker.
Okay, so 2 hours a week?
Yeah.
That's not that much, yeah. Yes. I thought it was like 2 hours a day.
Some kids are like that.
Like my cousin, my brother, 6 hours a day, like all they do, like that's all I do. Well, my brother got a job now, but so he can't do that. But my cousin still does it all the time.
The past couple of days, I just got a new video game, so I've been playing it a lot. I'd say maybe in the past 2 days, 6 or 7 hours. But it was at nighttime, so during the day I come up.
How about you guys? Like, would you say that boys play video games more than girls?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think that would be?
I don't know. Maybe they appeal more to men, boys.
I wonder what the appeal is to boys. Is it because maybe is it more like a solitary thing, or actually, can you play video games together?
Yeah,
you can.
Like PlayStation, you can get a multi-tap, and 4 people can play a certain game.
Do you think it's the games themselves, like the design of the games, because they're sort of sports, like they're sort of like.
Yeah.
And they're boys playing them, right? When I see it just a little bit, it's like sports and they're boy players. So do you think that's maybe why it's mostly boys who play it?
Yeah, but there's other games than that. I don't know.
Well, computer games and like PlayStation or Xbox games are pretty much the same.
Oh, okay.
Like sometimes they're made for both systems. One game is for like any system, like that comes out for all different systems. So
what kind of games?
I don't know. There's basically a game for any activity you do in like regular day life, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't know.
The Sims, it's like a life simulator. Like you create a character, and you buy a house, you pay your bills, you get a job, buy furniture. So that's appealing. A lot of people like that.
Is that on the computer though? Right?
Yeah, and PS2 and Xbox. I'm pretty sure.
That's not what I see the kids playing mostly.
No, other than there's like sports games.
Yeah.
Like any sport there would be, you could get for like video games, I guess.
Yeah, and how about you? Like, what kind of games do you play?
Then I don't know. I just don't play video games a lot. Mm-hmm. I like to be out. I don't like to be inside playing video games.
And how about you? Do you like to play video games?
Sometimes.
And what kind do you play?
It's like a bunch of racing games because they're all my brothers. I only play it when I'm bored.
So it's something to alleviate boredom then, right?
Yeah.
What game do you play?
Usually Tony Hawk. It's like skateboarding kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I try to beat the levels. So like they give you missions and you gotta complete them. So yeah.
Okay. So okay, what do you enjoy about the games?
I don't even know. It's just fun.
I don't know. It's kind of. It's hard to explain. It's just yeah. I don't know. Something fun to do, I guess. I don't know. Fall back on when you're bored, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So I'm hearing that. I seem to be hearing that. That like when you're bored, you want to do this. So, if there was something else to do, would you be playing the games?
No.
No, unless you're really addicted, like, uh-huh. then you'll probably put it in front of other things. But on ground, that's all I do, pretty much. Play video games.
Okay. You know, you're saying you do it mostly because there's not much else to do, right? So if there was something else to do, what kind of other things would you want to do? What would you prefer to do?
Be outside.
Yeah. Basically anything there else would be to do.
Like being active, I guess. Yeah.
Be active like how? What is that?
Bike. Work out, swim.
I have a question, but if you're bored, you have nothing to do, you're not outside, you're inside. There's books. You wouldn't pick up a book, you would pick up the Nintendo controller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, do you guys like reading?
Yeah, I do actually. Harry Potter.
What kind of reading have you done through the summer? Just wondering. Like, just curious as far as.
I don't read.
You don't like reading, though?
No.
No. How about you?
I've already read 4 novels.
Oh, what did you read?
Real life books. I only had to read them because long car ride. On vacation, so I read them.
This summer, I read Tuck Everlasting. And I read this other book. It's called The Celestian Prophecy.
So you're a new person. Hi there.
Yeah, no, I haven't read anything this summer.
No. But you've played a lot of computer games, right?
Yeah, video games and stuff.
Okay.
Well, once I read 15 books in a school year, but...
So what's it? We're just asking it. What's the appeal? What's the appeal of video games? That's a weird saying, but...
Like sports games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, sports? But how about like real life sports? Actually going out and, you know.
Yeah, we play like hockey and like football and all that stuff like outside.
Like me, if I go outside and do something, like play sports, and then it's like maybe I'll just go home just to relax and play video games, something like that. Because you don't want to do it in real life, so you do it at home. That's why I like relaxing and just playing video games.
Video games has replaced reading in a sense. Or even more, like you watch TV.
Yeah, somewhat.
How about you, Mitch?
No, not really.
Anyone like TV here?
I like movies.
Would you think it's just because it's just popular, or all kids are doing it, so in a way you kind of feel.
I think we came out here for a reason, though.
Yeah. What was good? Do you think?
I don't think so.
Right?
No, we have Sega and Nintendo came out for a while. Like, it kind of like stopped, and then like PlayStation and PlayStation 2.
But it's all the same thing.
I know, but like when Nintendo came out, it was...
kind of incorporates activeness and TV because you got to move your fingers around. So.
So that's activating moving your fingers.
So you're watching TV and being active.
There was concern with younger children that sometimes they because the video games are violent. Often, is that true?
Yeah.
First of all, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be their favorite hero.
They tend to become violent, but that's for younger children. Do you think that might be true to say about...
There's ratings on games, so if that's a problem, parents shouldn't buy for them.
It's just like a movie.
Yeah.
But you guys think that doesn't affect you?
I don't know, it's just a game, but... It doesn't influence me. Like, everyone should know like the right from wrong. It's just a video game. But I don't know, maybe the younger kids don't understand that, right?
San Andreas is a game like where you go around and just like shoot people and stuff. Like you just like you blow stuff up and do everything.
Do you have that game still?
Yeah.
My kids are no longer allowed.
Alright. But like it doesn't like it's. I just like playing it because it's fun. Yeah. Like I like it because it's kind of like the same thing like with The Sims. It's like a life simulator. Like you work out, you have to eat in that game. Mm-hmm. You just have to get by. You have to do missions for people. Get money.
It's almost like you're not living your life. You're living, you're kind of creating something. But why would you create your own life?
I don't know. You just escape reality. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I like it. I love it. Like fantasy.
not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
When a child is playing a video game that's aggressive or violent, it has immediate effects on their heart rate and on their, you know, galvanic skin response, and so it actually is physically and physiologically arousing, and it has in young children can have immediate effects on their own aggression. So after having viewed or played one of these aggressive games, they'd be more likely to be aggressive with peers.
And how about adults?
It looks like these effects are stronger in young children. And the younger the child, the stronger the effect. It's not clear. Adults are a little bit better at regulating their own behavior and suppressing urges. So it's not clear whether or not there'd be any lasting effect for adults in watching these or playing these video games.
What can parents do maybe to... The pressure is really strong for those. Like, it's really hard to minimize the effects. What would you suggest?
What can parents do? Mm-hmm. Well, not having the temptation around is always an option. So if there's a lot of conflict about how much time a child is allowed to watch television, one possibility is not to have a television, and then you don't have those daily conflicts. Otherwise, if you do have a television, if you do have computer games in your house, know ahead of time how many hours or how much time the child is allowed to watch, and be sure that you monitor and enforce that, because without parental attention, children can spend a lot of hours that the parent doesn't even realize that the child, especially if a child has a television or a computer game in their bedroom, that the child can be spending many long hours watching television or playing games that the parent isn't even aware of.
At certain ages, as the kids get older, can they make sense for them?
It's true that children are get better and better at regulating their own television viewing. But I think it's always appropriate for a parent to know, to be aware of how much television their child is watching.
There's so much technology around, like cell phones, and I just constantly wonder what the effect of even like viewing in cars, TVs in cars, and I just think, how can children grow in this world, you know, in a healthy way? Those are some of the big questions I'm always asking. Uh-huh.
Well, I think parental involvement is very important. Parents knowing what their kid's doing and taking an interest in what their kid's doing and not relying on the television and the videos as the babysitter.
And it may be trying to offer other opportunities.
Yes.
Let's play a board game.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I'm just thinking is how this affects kids' own ability to make something of their own, imagine something of their own. Do you have any comment on that, too?
Well, the purpose of commercials is to create desires in the viewers, and commercials are particularly effective in children. And the younger the child, the more they have trouble distinguishing the fiction from the reality, and children are very compelled by television commercials.
Computers in school, do you think that's a good idea?
It depends entirely on how they're used. Computers can definitely be a powerful educational tool. Again, it requires a lot of adult involvement and supervision and direction. So I certainly think that children should be learning effective uses of the internet and how to use the internet to do research, but there needs to be guidance. There needs to be a lot of guidance because there are less effective ways that young people are using computers as well.
Is there any, is that the same thing with television? Do you think that if a parent is actually even with the child, does that help?
Certainly that helps. Certainly it helps if the parent can help choose the programming and also discuss the programming with the child. In our home, we do not have television at all and never have had. We watch videos, but only in the winter. And in the summer, the TV and the VCR are actually wrapped up in the basement.
Wow. And how do the children feel about that?
They've completely accepted that that's the rule, that's the way things are done.
Okay, and do you have video games at all?
No, we have no video games.
And do you think that you might eventually?
We actually haven't even been begged for video games, so...
Is anyone interested in designing video games? Like, if you're so into it, have you ever thought about designing them?
No, but that's my cousin. That's what he wants to do, though.
How about you? Interested in
designing? No, I don't think that'd be fun at all. No. I'm so bad at computers. It'd be a pretty bad game, for sure.
Anybody, would you be interested in thinking of that kind of
thing? Not really. I just more play it.
Right. It's actually quite cool how they do it. Like, we had an orientation at our school on video games from the Technology of Toronto, or whatever they came. And they showed us how to make video games and movies and all that. It's pretty fun.
Your parents, how do they feel about it?
My dad doesn't like me playing. He wants me to be outside or doing something. The game San Andreas, he doesn't like that game. Mm-hmm. He came around, but like at first, because there's a lot of swearing on it. Like, it's a bad game, but he doesn't mind really. We're old enough, so it doesn't really.
My mom really doesn't like it.
How about your dad?
I don't think my dad likes it too much, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he more doesn't like it because my mom doesn't like it, I guess.
You think you can monitor yourself, but you think it's not harming you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Your parents, what do they feel about it?
I don't think they really care because we don't have any violent games. Mm-hmm. But, and like our family, we don't really play it a lot, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, if my dad could, he'd throw it out, but I don't know, he can't stop me. So.
Well, my dad enjoys it.
Really? He likes playing it?
Yeah, with my brother. I know, I guess it's kind of like the father-son thing to do.
Do you think there's anything educational about it? Like, you know, educational, like, besides fun.
You learn about sports, like, I don't know, maybe not. Not unless you play, like, Read a Rabbit.
Read a Rabbit.
I swear.
I used to like it, too.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
You always used to fight on computer.
Do you think you'll keep playing them, though? Like, the video games? Do you think you'll...
Yeah.
It's something you're going to keep doing, right?
Well...
In the future.
I'm not going to do it a lot, maybe once in a while.
Yeah. Into adulthood?
Maybe once in a while now.
Well, how about you? Do you think you're going to keep...
I'll definitely probably have a system in the house. I'll always have a computer for sure, but I don't know. But probably have a PS2 as well.
Do people still play board games all around here? Like, just regular board games? Do people do that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On rainy days.
Rainy days at college.
Yeah. Scrabble and stuff. Scrabble's education.
Yeah,
it
is.
Mouse Hunt?
Monopoly sometimes. Mm-hmm. I haven't played it for a while, though.
Yeah. Cards are more in right now.
Yeah, poker and cards. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's even, you have more like a social kind of,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Context than just like sitting at the computer by yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really go on the computer really ever, so it's not really my thing.
Okay.
I don't know how to work it.
I was surprised to hear that you had a Vatican.
Yeah. Well, it's our brother as well. I play. But if that game continues to come out, then yeah, I'll probably keep buying it. It's just a good game. It's just fun. I don't know what it is about.
Yeah,
I think people are interested in death.
Totally.
Yeah, but some people don't think that. Of the game, they think, well,
it's almost like when you're talking about designing, like that. Playing that kind of game that you're talking about, that virtual where you're kind of planning your home and everything, and you're.
Yeah.
That's like, maybe do you think people might get confused with that? What's real? What's not real? What's, you know? Or is it just like,
something they would have to deal with?
Yeah.
I know an adult who got one of those sim games, you know, simulating reality. Could not wait to get home to get into this other reality.
Yeah.
Obviously distinguish the two realities, but love to be in that other reality.
But you end up spending like less time with your friends and family, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I don't know, it depends on if you have other multiple players.
I don't know. Not
you
my
family,
but like my brother and my dad sometimes play video games together.
Yeah.
So you could stimulate them on the game.
Why do you hate it so much, Kelly?
I guess it's just such a passive activity, so that bothers me. You know, just to see my kids sitting on the couch and doing some passive activity where they're in front of a screen or staring at a screen, that probably just that just bothers me, I guess.
And also they could be doing something that you think might be more.
Yeah, I think that you could be doing something more worthwhile. That's the question.
Yeah.
What could you be doing if you weren't doing that?
Does anyone want to comment on that though? You could be doing something else.
I don't really watch TV anymore. Like I used to watch it a lot, but now. Like, it's summer and I don't really have the urge to want to sit down. Like, if I'm going to sit down, I'll watch, like, a movie and, like, get comfy and eat popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a really good show on TV, then I'll watch it, but...
Video games, there was an article in the paper,
mm-hmm.
and it was saying that there was this car racing game.
Oh, Vice City.
Vice City.
Where it's, like, car theft.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft
Auto.
We had that on our computer, and Dave took it off because Zach was playing it, and he was scared.
It was pretty violent.
He scared of Zach.
Yeah, and he started with the cops and stuff.
I heard that some guy, like, killed someone, and then he blamed it on video games.
Yeah.
Because he said that, yeah.
But you think that's dumb? Yeah. Why?
Stupid.
You think that's just kind of, like,
shifting
the blame?
I know. If you can't handle it, you shouldn't play the game. Just like that guy that thought he was Spider-Man and climbed the wall and fell. Did you guys remember that?
No.
And apparently with that Grand Auto Theft. What it's Grand Auto Theft.
Grand Theft Auto.
There was something that it was called Hot Coffee, and it was some kind of subliminal something that they had in the computer game that was sort of like a sexualized scene that they discovered. Somebody discovered was there.
I discovered that. My dad did.
The password.
To get in, and you walk into the strip club, and then the dancers dance with you.
Oh, I got that too.
And that's how there's like hookers and stuff that you have to pick up in your car.
And that this card knew.
Okay. So who would play that, right? Girls wouldn't probably play that, right?
Well, I played it a couple times, but then... Like,
I thought it was funny, but then...
It was funny, but it was stupid at the same time.
It gets boring.
I got rid of it, and I didn't care.
It's like a glitch.
I love that game.
What do you love about it?
The excitement. The running away from the cops part, that's fun. Very interesting.
Radio Free School. A show by, for, and about home learners. The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.